Hi, everybody. David Donaldson here with another episode of Entrepreneurial Impact. Joe Martin's not able to join us today, but I have the ever esteemed Molly D'Amatos, our Dean of K-Score, a bold coach, a MAPS coach, and just an all around amazing person. Molly, welcome to Entrepreneurial Impact.
Thank you for having me, David. I really appreciate being asked to be on. So thank
you. Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot of things on here, and obviously it revolves around with real estate quite often. Today really kind of isn't one of those conversations, although it kind of is. Why don't we just let our audience know a little bit more about you and where you are right now.
Cool. Yeah. So I moved to the beautiful city of Asheville, North Carolina, way back in 1998. I've called this place home for, I'm good at math, 26 years now. And so I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. I started my real estate career here back in 2005. I started my coaching and teaching career here in the Carolinas. This has been my home base forever and ever in my adult life. Every moment of my adulthood has been spent here in Asheville. And I live about just 15 to 20 minutes, depending on who's driving, north of the city in Madison County.
I love that you have your roots there. And I love that you're impassioned about what's happening. And I can even hear you kind of start to tell that story and not help but get kind of choked up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
We all are aware of the last current weeks of events that are happening. Can you share a little bit about, here we are a couple weeks later, right? What's going on around you right now?
So, yeah, I think that the craziest thing about this particular natural disaster in this particular area is that not only was it devastation that we have never seen before, but it couldn't have even been expected. Like, when we say devastation, it's so crazy. There are neighborhoods you drive through and you're like, what storm? Looks fine. Everything looks great and normal. And literally around the corner, what neighborhood? It used to be here, but all you see are in some cases, the spots where the houses were, in some cases, just dirt, because the foundations even got swept away. So the craziness that comes from just almost the whiplash that you get from going one spot to another, there are places who still, they still haven't been able to dig out the damage, the rubble. I was walking 5 minutes from my house in a little community named Rollins, which is just outside the beautiful city of Marshall, North Carolina in Madison County, right on the French Broad River. And I was just taking a walk and I was like, what? I didn't even know what I was looking at, David. It was just astonishing. And I finally realized what I was seeing was the insides of someone's home, outside their home where the wall had gotten blown out and all of their things were stuck in a tree. The things that got stuck, that is, of course. There were like pieces of couch. There was a bicycle hanging from an upper branch. It's every single day I see something that makes me go, huh? What is that? So to answer your question a little more directly, we are still out there collecting supplies, delivering supplies. People are cleaning up one shovel full, one twisted piece of metal at a time. And that's happening every single day with hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and thousands and millions when you get to the, so you got thousands and thousands on the grassroots level, millions and millions on the FEMA and National Guard, all of that level of supplies and money and everything just, it's unbelievable. And everybody's just diving in and doing what we can every day.
You know, when I think about the immediate need and the support, and it, like you said, it really is unfathomable. Like, we see these things from afar, we watch the news. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just so kind of used to Florida and the Gulf and those different areas getting hit. And we see these 100-year storms happen every 5 years now. Right. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times it's lost on us that when these things come ashore, the impact is somewhat lost to what the other communities are impacting it. And obviously when we're talking about Asheville and how it ended up, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
So the impact on the community and the people is magnified.
Yes,
Because
absolutely.
that didn't have time, the unprepared nature of, oh my God, we're in harm's way.
Yeah, flash flooding is no joke. I mean, none of it is easy. I'm not like storm surge is terrible and awful and scary too. Flash flooding is just one of those things that you don't know it's going to happen until it happens. And so preparing for that, especially, I mean, David, some of the places that got homes wiped away, they weren't even in floodplains. Like that's how crazy this is. They weren't even in flood zones. Like you couldn't imagine that this would happen there, but it was so much water, 30 inches of rain in 3 days. What people I don't think realize is it wasn't just the remnants of Hurricane Helene. It rained all day on September 25th. It started about 3 in the afternoon. It was just like torrential. I have videos of water like going down the street and just being like, dude, this is crazy, you know? It rained from 4 p.m. on September 25th until about 4 p.m. on Friday, September 27th. And then the flash flooding had already overtaken several people, but then the rivers keep rising, right? Because we're in the mountains. There's nowhere for this water to go except here. Right. And then eventually out. So we didn't even, the French Broad didn't even crest. It crested 30 feet over floodplain. And it didn't even crest until I think it was Saturday afternoon. So the impact and what, where this water touched, unbelievable. And then, of course, you add in tropical storm force winds and forest land and trees and power lines. I mean, I have friends that just got their power back. 2 days ago. Today's what, October 18th. And there's about 4,000 families that still don't have power, and it was 32 degrees last night. So, you know, the impact it's hard to describe because this wasn't a natural disaster that was like, oh no, look what happened there, and that's the thing that happened in that spot. It was like, holy crap, look what happened right there. Oh my gosh, look what happened to those guys there. Oh geez, look what happened there. And for most of us, the scariest part, David, it also took out all cell phone towers and communication, and nobody knew what was going on for from Friday afternoon, 27th, until about Sunday afternoon when some people were starting to be able to get out and about. The scope was just, it just shocked everyone.
Yeah, I had some conversations with some friends that are connected to the area, and that was the thing that came across the most to me, was that I can't get in touch with loved ones.
Terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying.
When we see an event like this, and one of the things I love about people, and I'll focus on our organization, Keller Williams, because I look at Keller Williams at this point, our KW Cares community is really. It's another Red Cross arm. That's really the only way that I can try to explain it to people is that we are, for all intents and purposes, a mobilized support vehicle to go anywhere and everywhere. And it's
It's a great
just,
way of saying it, David.
thank you. When we rally, right, and I look at my community and the support at our KWs, and we kind of go into a community like this, we send water, we send supplies, we do what we can, people volunteer time. I know that when we send down an 18-wheeler full of water 2 weeks ago, unfortunately, that probably lasted 24 hours.
Right.
Right. And I just know this. And the more I talk to people, the more it kind of weighs on me, right? Because then we love to help people, but then we tend to go back on with our lives. And that's okay because
Sure.
we don't want to get so engrossed with tragedy that it affects us because we have to carry on from
Yes.
afar. But
Yes.
areas like Asheville and the other areas that are impacted every other year is not an immediate change. It's not an immediate result. And I'm starting to see other things, right? Because of that. Like, so there's an area up here in Northern Virginia called Leesburg, and
Yeah.
it was a collection area. They had so much stuff. They didn't have enough people to get it out. And I think that's kind of
Yeah.
what sometimes I'm lost on people. I still am sitting on so much stuff for Northern Virginia that we're trying to coordinate. That gets hard. So what channels are out there? What are people doing? How are people getting things to areas of need? And what does that look like for you guys? What is a hosted center? What does somebody do and say, hey, like, I want to deliver things? How do they coordinate that?
Yeah, super great question. So, like I said at the beginning, there's been everything from little grassroots. Our Buncombe County Emergency Services has done an amazing job, but really, it's everybody communicating and coordinating together. So, I've had so many of y'all reach out. It's been so wonderful, and make donations directly so we can go and just buy supplies. Lowe's gift cards are huge right now because when Lowe's gets a shipment in and we can go buy 15 dehumidifiers, that's a big deal. When a shipment comes in and we can go buy 20 heater buddies, my friends from Kernersville brought up fully functional propane powered heaters, which is important for these folks. They're living in tents. Outside, it's cold, right?
Well, I was
So
wondering, what did you say? What was the temperature last night?
it was 32 last night. It was we had a hard freeze, for our first hard freeze. We are in the mountains, so it's beautiful during the day. It's 70 degrees during the day, but it gets cold at night, and it gets cold quickly. So people who are sending down heaters and things like that that folks can use, cooktop stoves, it's just awesome. A lot of people don't have. The great debate for the last 3 weeks is it potable or is it potable? We'll just say both to include all audiences here. A lot of folks don't have potable or potable water. So there's a boil advisory because the water didn't come on in the office I'm sitting in right now until yesterday. So, and when people say, oh, they lost water, no. We didn't lose water, y'all. We lost a 36-foot diameter water vessel from the North Fork Reservoir that feeds the city of Asheville of a population of 100,000 people. That got not broken. It got wiped away, like gone. Bye, doesn't exist anymore. So they had to rebuild that. And now they've got to figure out the North Fork Reservoir, the water source, how it's going to be, where it will mix. There's Mills River water that, so there's, it's complicated. And so continuous need for water. That's going to slow down. But like you said, that tractor trailer of water, that's gone and used in 24 hours. People, we had volunteers called the Flush Brigade because they were literally carrying 5 gallon buckets from Lowe's or Home Depot, with full of water so they could go apartment to apartment and flush people's toilets because it was becoming a public health hazard. Like the, we don't think about these things being things until they are things. And so the money that's coming in, whether you are donating to KW Cares, which is amazing, like there were 78 generators on a truck on Monday morning heading here to get things going the Monday after the storm when roads weren't even open. I'm standing with Kent Temple and Mark Brenneman and awesome agents from down in South Carolina, and they're just loading up our U-Haul. We happen to have a U-Haul by beautiful chance and fate and all the things. And we're able to bring them up so that people in our office that we could communicate with that didn't have power could get power. And so whether you're contributing to KW Cares, knowing that's happening, or you're sending $25 to your friend in Hendersonville so they can contribute to the Walmart purchase of some propane tanks, or you're sending down Lowe's cards, or you're driving down to volunteer at Beloved. Beloved Asheville has been amazing. They're actually going to be creating, and I would say outside, if you're just like, man, I just want to send some money, KW Cares, of course, Red Cross of Asheville has been amazing, and then Beloved Asheville is phenomenal. That is grassroots that turned into something huge. They were featured on Good Morning America, and they're actually looking to buy commercial space now so they can take all the clothing and food donations that they've gotten and put them in a store. So that people can just come and shop for free. So it'll be victims of the disaster. So they can just go and get a couple of jackets because theirs are now in Lake Norman or wherever all this ended up. And they can come and have a shelf to pull food off of because they don't have any money because they've been completely wiped out. Like, you know what I mean? So Beloved is another great organization. We've been supporting NanoStead out of my little street has turned into a bit of a distribution center. My neighbors cleaned out their garage and we've been taking donations there and getting them into Madison County where people are taking four-wheelers and driving supplies into areas where the bridges are gone. Like we don't think about that. Like your bridge is gone. So now your entire community is completely inaccessible. You can't just drive to Walmart and pick up some tuna. You can't just pop out to the Olive Garden and have dinner. The Olive Garden's closed anyway because we don't have water, right? So There's all
Right.
these things that just kind of compound. So it's really those of us who have been fortunate enough to be lesser impacted, we're able to then mobilize and get things out to the communities. And it goes from a place like Beloved to my house to Nanosted to the community of Rollins to a man who is in a tent living there because his house is gone, right? That's what we're looking at doing.
And that's the hardship. And when I look at the sense of community that companies bring to this, right? And you hear stories, and I'm going to make sure that all of those links that you mentioned, we'll pull those and we'll make sure we
Great.
add them to the markets of the people. Because I think people always question, hey, how do I know it's getting to where I need it to go to? And I know that even our own KW Care sites reference agents helping agents, but I want people to know out there, yes, that we have an internal support network to support our agents. But when we look at these type of events, it's agents helping communities, right? We're going to put the money where it's best going to be done because we've been doing this for so long. And people on the ground that you mentioned with Kent and Brenneman and all those people that have unfortunately kind of seen these things before know how to mobilize and act very, very quickly.
And all of our agents up here, we're very fortunate to have 100% of our market center agents accounted for. Everyone's safe and
It's one of those
relatively
things you
okay.
didn't want to ask, you know?
Yeah, I know it's a scary thing to ask, but that's beautiful for us. We're very lucky. Our entire real estate agent community, unfortunately, is not that lucky. We've lost some friends in our real estate community, and that's been really, really tough. But our agents here, once they could get out and go do things, I mean, the minute people could. I'm thinking about my buddy Chuck Johnson and David Johnson and their whole team and Matt and Molly team and Firefly, and I could literally name off the 400 agents in our office. Everyone's been doing something from Joel calling to make sure that he could find people that were still on the missing list to Pat driving out with a chainsaw and cutting a tree down so someone could get out their driveway. Like this KW here, all of them, the KW Asheville, all the business centers, Smoky Mountains. Let's not forget our friends in Boone. They were terribly impacted as well. They're about an hour and 15 minutes away. Hendersonville, and then our friends even down in South Carolina, and of course Augusta. I know that our Keller Williams families have pulled together in a huge way and just not just helped each other, helped all of our communities, which is a really cool thing.
And that's the thing, right? People say, hey, what separates us? And I'm like, it's the humanity. Business is business. Business will always be there. But
It'll
it's how
always
we
be there.
and the ability to give without ask is something that I always cherish. And unfortunately, as you're experiencing now, and I have in the past, like there's a sometimes where there's just a need. But I hope that nobody ever has to experience the need. But even if you, it's never personally impacted you, being able to see what can be done without ask is monumental.
It's incredible. It's incredible, and it reaches so far. I even got a phone call from my one of my friends. I'm not gonna say who, but someone at KW Cares who was like, "Hey, we're having trouble connecting with people. I saw that you have signal because you're in Charlotte loading up supplies. Who do you know that's needing to evacuate? How can we help right now with emergency relief with funds so that people can go 2 hours away and get a hotel room and get their family out of their flooded basement?" Like, reached out to me personally to make sure that I could help people who weren't able to communicate get this emergency fund so they could do what they needed to do to get out. It's just awesome. This company is special to the core. And I agree with you, David. It's probably the main thing, in my opinion, that sets us apart.
Me too. So let me ask you this as we step the wrap up, because I know you've got a lot of things you have to do.
Get to do. I don't have to do anything.
Valid point. We understand water. We understand there's a travel challenge for some of these things. If people really want to continue, and I implore people to continue to help and continue to ask, what do you guys need the most right now?
Honestly, if I'm not going to ever turn down any support. So I think that people are wonderful and give what they can. If it's easy for you to donate money, do that. This is going to be a 1 week, 2 month, 5 year rebuild for some people, depending on what's going on. So donations to places like Beloved and KW Cares and Red Cross, those are wonderful. If you want to make a direct impact, like I want to buy two dehumidifiers, like find an agent in our community here and reach out to them. You probably have wonderful folks that you know in and around the Asheville area, maybe even down in South Carolina. Say, hey, if I sent you $600, could you go to Lowe's, buy a couple dehumidifiers, and drive them up there? I mean, things like that are really, really wonderful. Hot hands. And then you know what? If money and donations aren't something that you can do, you can email HelenVolunteers@buncombecounty.org. And you can see what kind of volunteer opportunities are out there, or reach out to the Beloved organization who's also mobilizing volunteers. Anything from you're great with a chainsaw to you want to help people pack up some replacement clothes or distribute supplies or shovel some muck out of a community that's still under mud. I think there's a lot of opportunities. And my only advice would be whatever you do, plan it. Confirm it and then follow the plan, because you know one thing we don't need here is more chaos. So don't get in your hero mobile and come down here without a plan. I would say that would be tough, because communication is still a bit spotty in areas. So make a plan, know where you're going, go there and do it.
Well, listen, Molly, I can't thank you enough for taking a little bit of time to share with us today.
You're playing me out. That's very nice. I like the
Well,
music.
I'm sensitive to time, right? You need and want to be. But everybody listening at home or watching, do what you can. Continue to do what you can, because this is the thing that it's, unfortunately, tragic major events are never ending. And there are obviously other areas. So if it's not Asheville, there are obviously other areas in need. If you can get to it, that means something to you. Let's do what we can. So Molly, for everybody, you and your immediate areas and our friends and family dinner and our cooperative agents and community, be safe.
Will do. And if anyone's lost, just reach out to me. I'm easy to find. Molly@kw.com.
Excellent. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, David.